Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The world's news gets filtered through social media, as we know. But this year, social media itself was a lot of the news. Elon Musk shook up Twitter. Meta, the parent company of Facebook, had to let about 11,000 employees go. And TikTok continues to TikTok. So, joining us to wrap up 2022's biggest internet stories, who else? Femi Ok, host of Al Jazeera's The Stream.
Hi there, Scott.
Here in Studio 43. Hey, Femi.
In person.
Oh, I love this. Okay, so as we said, social media companies were kind of the news for a lot of the year. How did social media change this year?
There's a lot of experimentation. You might be on a platform, you think, oh, where did that button go? It's there one week, it's gone another week.
Yeah, yeah.
For instance, the Instagram experience has completely changed for many users who loved Instagram. You're on Instagram because your friends were on Instagram, you could see what your friends were doing. Now, promo, maybe a little bit of what your friends are doing, back to promotion as well.
A lot of complaints about it.
A lot of complaints.
From my daughter. I mean, it's like Instagram is not Instagram anymore.
It's not Instagram as we used to know it back in 2021 even.
Yeah, yeah. So we've seen this change. TikTok, however, still going strong.
It's the king of the apps.
Even though, there are critics in government, state government, federal government saying user data is not safe, noting that TikTok's parent company, ByteDance, is based in China. Mm-hmm. Is TikTok weathering all this?
It's their algorithm, Scott. Their algorithm is why people love TikTok. You click on something, you love something, you get a lot more of what you love.
Yeah.
There are people and lawyers who are saying, well, this is dangerous for young people. Some of the content is not appropriate for young people. It's not being filtered. And then TikTok is saying, hey, this is your friend. Your friend can
The same way Facebook does that.
Yeah, yeah, this is your friend. How does it know your friend? Because it's using facial recognition technology. But if you haven't said you can, then they are imposing on your privacy.
All right, let's take a listen to a few of the year's popular TikToks. They include the usual dances, kids being cute or annoying, or cute and annoying. Let's take a listen.
It's cold! I can tell you all about it.
It's just a baby.
But you still had to say, okay, Mom.
It's just a baby.
My money don't jiggle, jiggle. Folds. I'd like to see you wiggle, wiggle, for sure.
I'm doing the dance in the studio.
Yeah. What I've noticed is there are a lot of TikTok imitators. There are these short videos that pop up, say, on my Facebook app. What's going on here, and are they a threat to TikTok?
It happens to all of the social media platforms. I think what TikTok has, though, is it has a young demographic. And Facebook does not have the young demographic. So you can't steal the demographic. You might be able to steal the styles and some of the programs. But the youngsters, where are they? They're on TikTok. You can't take them away from TikTok.
Yeah. You gobbled up the market. You got the market.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk about Elon Musk finally acquiring Twitter for a whole bunch of money. He tried to get out of it. In the end, he did purchase it. This is not the most popular social media site, we know, but it has outside influence, right? Politicians, journalists, others.
In the news all of the time. Even if you don't have Twitter, a lot of the stories that you see around you are coming from Twitter, being fed by Twitter, started by Twitter. So even though you think, I've got nothing to do with that social media app, you probably do.
And still relevant? I mean, we've read a lot of people kind of pre-writing the obituary for Twitter because of people.
Meme funerals, RIP Twitter. It will change. I think the one thing that Elon Musk taking over Twitter has made many people realize is that we're always quite critical of Twitter. Oh, it's so annoying. It's so abusive. It's all of these things, but it's also an incredible place for people to connect with each other around the world. Movements happen on Twitter. And I think people stop for a moment and realize what they may well lose if an Elon Musk version of Twitter changes dramatically.
Well, let's talk about that, gentlemen, and how Elon Musk sees free speech. Mm. He let Ye, our artist formerly known as Kanye West, back on Twitter, but then he banned him after he tweeted out a swastika. And here's Musk articulating his decision.
Posting swastikas in what is obviously not a, good way, is an incitement to violence. I personally wanted to punch Kanye, so that was definitely inciting me to violence.
Now, we should say Elon Musk later clarified that a good way to post a swastika would be in a historical representation of the war. But Femi, I want to ask you, what are we learning through all this about the new Twitter and its free speech policies?
I think it shows that it's much easier to be a critic than to run a social media platform. So we're learning a lot about how Elon Musk operates, how he thinks, how he feels, because he says it. And I think that free speech debate will go on. It isn't whatever you want to say anytime. Mm. That is not what that means.
Yeah, yeah. Do we need to talk about social media and its role in protests, say, in Iran?
Oh, of course. See, this is what we're missing when we're following what Elon Musk is tweeting today.
Yeah.
Then we're missing the huge social movements which reach out to us all over the world. Maybe that activism is an online activism, but what it does is it helps people to connect to the world. And so at the moment, Twitter's still doing that.
Okay. Meta, parent company of Facebook, laid off 11,000 employees not long ago. Here's Mark Zuckerberg, the CEO, speaking in an internal company video.
This was ultimately my call. And it was you know, one of the hardest calls that I've had to make in the 18 years of running the company.
This happened at Meta. There were a lot of layoffs at Twitter.
Snapchat.
Snapchat, right. Yeah, I mean, what impact does all this have on what we see online?
Scott, I'm thinking about the user experience and if there's a problem and you flag it to the social media platform, how responsive will they be able to be? I think for Meta was incredibly ambitious about how they envisaged a future. The internet kind of snuck up on us and we're like, oh, now we're in the internet.
Yeah.
Well, I think what Meta is trying to do is create a metaverse and trying to make the future happen. And that was extremely costly. So that's what a lot of those layoffs have got to do with.
Okay, stepping back, Femi, to talk about the huge news stories of the year and your thoughts on how they played out on social media. Of course, the death of the Queen of England, Will Smith's slap at the Oscars, of course, the war in Ukraine. I mean, so much of that has been online as far as in social media. What do you think about? What stands out to you?
I think the war in Ukraine is a moment where we will look back and say that Ukraine managed to use digital almost as a weapon.
Well, the president goes out and says something almost every day.
Every day. He does announcements every day. And I think that is a different way of keeping your country in the news when you don't have the might of the country that is fighting you. Mm. We're used to it now. We don't think, Zelensky, he's at the United Nations via Zoom, or here he is on Instagram, or here he is. Like, we're so used to it.
It doesn't matter because he's in his bunker and he's talking to me.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. We're at the end of the year. Are there any social media trends that you think ended, perished in 2022 that are no longer with us?
In memoriam. All right, I'm hoping, Scott, that cancel culture is on its way out.
Cancel culture?
Yeah, because it was very big in 2021. People would tweet or post something, and then you'd think, okay, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, their career is over.
Bye-bye, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm feeling that people are a little bit more generous this year, and I'm hoping that people will just have a little bit more empathy before they decide that somebody is canceled.
Yeah.
Yes, I think we've all calmed down a little bit.
Yeah, okay. Any other preview for this coming year? I know whenever my daughter comes back from college, I just need to avoid this Be Real thing where she has to post a photo in like 60 seconds or whatever.
And it's got to be in your real environment. So if we were on the Be Real and we gave us a little alert, we'd have to take the picture exactly how we are. We can't go to makeup. We can't put a light in front of us. We have to do it as we
and
really are.
And you have to
are.
Use your phone cameras like front camera and
back camera.
Yeah.
And the whole idea is authenticity. But it's really hard to get that when you're posting yourself for the world. We always want to do a little bit of massage. But I like the trend where we're trying to be more real, less Photoshop. Yeah. There's always something new that's just around the corner. Don't know what it is yet, Scott, but I know it's happening.
Femi Okay is host of The Stream on Al Jazeera, joining us in Studio 43. Femi, so good to see you. Thank you.
Happy New Year.